Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we have feedback from Melissa, who says,
"So, a few things. I'm behind, but dang, I want your formula book like ASAP. This is me whining. See? Whining. Honestly, I'm just enjoying the episodes, though I totally now want to get you and Kitty each with a glass of whiskey and talk about social changes between generations. I almost just want a masterclass on why the great masters wrote like they did. Yes, the Heinlein stuff. I was lucky enough to get to meet Harlan. Yes, he could be an ass, but I loved that he was what you got. No subterfuge, just him. Some days, I wish I had been able to talk to these authors more before we lost them."
You and me both. That would be a fun masterclass to do. The short version why they wrote the way they wrote was they were being paid by the word. They had to write a lot on very short deadlines, and they were fighting against some fairly stringent censorship, and so they had to be really creative. And that stringent censorship meant that they were all fairly united around values like free speech that you would think that writers would all be into, but aren't anymore because they become far too accustomed to taking it for granted. But when half the world is under the boot heel of fascism or communism, and the local environment is rife with censorious culture from various political and social corners, it's very easy to see the value of the kinds of freedoms that the generations that are currently in ascendancy not only take for granted, but think are a bad idea, or at least enough of them think they're a bad idea that it's becoming a problem. So that kind of pressure has a remarkable molding effect on people, and it also helps prioritize life a little bit better. So that's the short version. The long version, I'm sure, would take hours to do justice to, because there's an incredible depth and richness of social and personal history behind the writing styles of all of these people: Heinlein, Asimov, Clarke, Bradbury, Cherry, Frank Herbert, the whole bit. There's a lot going on there. So there's some deep wells that they're drawing from, that of cultural traditions that are filtering through them. Everything from classic mythology to American history to politics to the occult to Catholicism to Calvinism, and they're all just going, filtering through these people who happen to be in the places at times that they were at, and you got these remarkable syntheses that just swept you away into different worlds. It was fantastic. But, that's a conversation, I guess, to unfold over a whiskey or in a masterclass or just over the course of the podcast as it stretches forward into infinity. Thanks very much for writing in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.